Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Rudy Giuliani, what is he up to? And can lawyers do that? It occurs to me that's a perfect question for a lawyer I know, that being former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob, I see two things that Giuliani's doing. He seems to be conducting foreign policy, and he seems to be, well, sort of lying, which I didn't think lawyers were allowed to do in their official capacity. So what do you see going on here?
Well, there are two things he's doing that raise a lot of questions. One is his work on foreign policy, as you say. What he's doing is, you know, a non-government employee, he's a volunteer. And that may trigger the requirements of a law called the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA, because he's engaged in what's, you know, obviously activity designed to influence the U.S. government and public opinion, not just on behalf of the president with Ukraine, for example, but also on behalf of groups like an Iranian dissident group called the MEK. So that's issue number one. Should he be registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act? He says no, he's not lobbying, but the evidence suggests otherwise. The second issue is his work as an attorney and whether or not he's exposing himself to bar disciplinary proceedings in New York State by acting as an attorney for President Trump.
Okay, why is that? I mean, a lot of law firms represent a lot of clients, some of whom may have relationships. Are there certain ethical rules about keeping clients separate? How does that work?
Well, the reason that one retired judge says that Mr. Giuliani should be subject to bar discipline, and there's not much debate about this, he has been misrepresenting facts, contradicting himself, changing the story, you know, on behalf of the president, everything from the meeting with the Russians in the Trump Tower in 2016 to information about payments, hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. He's attacked the Mueller investigation. All of that is, as the judge said, unseemly and unprofessional in an article that a retired judge wrote. And the New York Code of Professional Responsibility says that lawyers should, quote, refrain from all morally reprehensible conduct, close quote, and in representation of a client, a lawyer shall not knowingly make a false statement of law or fact. Now, Giuliani says, well, I'm a volunteer. Trump is not a paying client. But that it doesn't matter. When you're representing a client pro bono, you're still representing the client. On the other side of the debate, though, he is standing at the intersection of political activity and legal activity. His, for example, his recent public appearances, one person wrote, amount to a rallying call against impeachment, which is core political speech.
Yeah.
So there's a school of thought that playing a role at the intersection of criminal defense and public political spokesperson should not subject him to disbarment or discipline because it's a First Amendment issue.
Yeah, well, and there's no rule that prevents politicians from lying.
Right,
so
exactly.
In this case, it's very clear to me that impeachment's going to hinge on the phrase quid pro quo. So, but that's also a political issue. As what do you define as a quid pro quo? Could you define a general investigation into corruption as really a dog whistle that says investigate my political opponent? So what is Rudy Giuliani's obligation when it comes to representing that aspect of the case?
Well, I think he should follow his obligations as an attorney and not misrepresent the facts, not misstate the law, not attack the Department of Justice. You know, I think that he has an ethical obligation as an officer of the court to refrain from that kind of, you know, frankly, reprehensible conduct. At the same time, he is probably protected in that conduct by the First Amendment. As you point out, political figures can lie and not be prosecuted for it. So he's probably protected there. It doesn't mean that what he's doing is right, however, and he is, you know, just systematically destroying his own reputation for integrity. Giuliani was a really respected figure in the legal community. He was the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York. He prosecuted mafiosos. He went on to be mayor and, of course, was leading the city during 9/11. So when someone who's this high profile basically emulates President Trump by, you know, lying about the facts and then adding to that by lying about the law, they start to grope for some sort of mechanism to get at him, but they can't. The best argument I've heard against bar discipline was made by a criminal defense attorney who said, look, criminal defense lawyers need to be able to, attack the prosecution. They need to be able to make public statements to the effect that their client should not be prosecuted. And she wrote that she worries that if you can go after Giuliani, you could go after any criminal defense lawyer who is zealous in their defense of the client, up to the point in those cases of lying in the courtroom, of course.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.